You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hello and welcome to Insomnia Radio UK number 143. I'm Stuart Morrison, and thanks to Ro Cutler at Dark Compass, who hosted the last IRUK episode 142. I've got just five tracks for you this time. All were previously played on the Daily Dose, so are free downloads from our site. I'll include download links in the show notes. This will be quite a short show, probably about 30 minutes. And we'll start with Dub Vocalizer with Pirates and Vultures.
Take it anymore. Save me from the power.
dub vocalizer. It's all one word with a Z at the end. With the song Pirates and Vultures. Dub vocalizer are a prolific fusion dub rock reggae band based in London and consisting of 8 members. They've recorded 4 albums to date and performed at numerous music festivals and venues throughout the United Kingdom and Europe. And they recently released a new album called Earthrise, and this track is from that. Dubvocalizermusic.com is where to go to find out more about them, and they're on Facebook and SoundCloud, and all the links are in the show notes. And next, we have Atomic Bear with Grip. That was Atomic Bear with Grip. Atomic Bear is James Myhill, who is an independent artist from Southwest London. He's a multi-instrumentalist and composer, and he's played in many bands over the years, and this project is entirely by him and fuses styles of music, including funk, jazz, rock and dance under the broad category of electronic rock. His XXL EP, which is his debut solo release, is out now. Soon he'll be releasing Modern Electronic Experiments 1, his project that blends different styles in an eclectic range of instruments. Facebook is the place to go for more information, where he is Atomic Bear, and Atomic is with a K.
Enjoying the music on today's Insomnia Radio UK? Don't forget to support the artist. You can get links to their site by visiting our site, uk.insomniaradio.net.
Hello?
Right, listen very carefully. I'm going to make this quick. We've got the best of all your British music. And if you ever want to hear it again, go to madeintheukshow.co.uk and follow the instructions. And remember, no coppers if you ever want to hear your music again.
The Made in the UK show is continuing in its current format, fortnightly, with one host choosing the tracks. In fact, I'm hosting Made in the UK 189 tomorrow. Colin from Ouroboros hosted the previous one at the beginning of December, and very good that was too. And next on Insomnia Radio UK 143, we have Still Corners with Horses at Night. That was Still Corners with Horses at Night. Still Corners is the songwriting duo of Austin, Texas, Greg Hughes, and Londoner, that's the UK link here, Tessa Murray, having initially met when Hughes got off a train at the wrong station in London and met Murray. Much later on, they signed to Sub Pop, that was in 2011, and released two albums with them, Creature of an Hour and Strange Pleasures. And Charles played this on the Daily Dose a couple of weeks ago and noted, today's feature is a beautiful synth pop track for the holiday season that looks to be possibly heralding the design of a third full-length album on the horizon for 2016. And their website is stillcorners.com. And next we have Elisa P with Up to the Sky. Elisa P with Up to the Sky. Elisa P is Elisa Prillo, classically trained French multi-instrumentalist and singer-songwriter currently living in London and signed to Flat 50 Management, part of an arts cooperative who organise and host live music and art events across East London. Her EP This Town was released March 2014 and recorded at Crosstown Studios in Liverpool. The EP features viola, guitar and piano by Elisa P, with additional guitar, bass and keyboard by John Lawton and lyrical themes of transition, family and loss. Her website is elisapofficial.com and Elisa with an S. And finally, on this shorter than usual IRUK show, we have The Everglows with Feet Walking. We'll be right back. That was the Everglows with Feet Walking. The Everglows, who are from London, started as a 60s cover band with songs by the Beatles, Jimi Hendrix, The Who, The Kinks and Small Faces. But Andy from the band had some songs he wanted to play and they got sick of playing covers. Their influences came from the artists' songs that they used to play and also the Jam, Blur, Oasis, singer-songwriters like Elvis Costello and Paul Weller. They have just recorded a four-track demo and will be gigging regularly soon. They also have their fifth release on New York's Factory Fast Records coming out on the 29th of December. It's another track on that label's compilation CDs, and it's the first from a batch that will be on their debut album, presumably sometime in the new year. ReverbNation.com/TheEverglows is probably the place to start from if you want to find out more about the band. So that's about it for Insomnia Radio UK number 143. Just a quick reminder of who you heard. It was Dub Vocalizer, Atomic Bear, Still Corners, Eliza P and The Everglows. If you want more information about the artists featured, head over to uk.insomniaradio.net for the show notes, which have links to all their sites. If you'd like to comment, you can do so at the same place and look for episode 143. Or send me an email, uk@insomniaradio.net. And of course, this Music Bed is run by Time in Antarctica. I put a link to his website in the show notes where you can listen to his EP called From the Sad Times. Ro will be along in a couple of weeks with the next episode of IRUK, which is 144. And will probably, sadly, be his last contribution. So, I'm going to say bye for now, and thanks for listening to Insomnia Radio UK.
You've been listening to Insomnia Radio UK, part of the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows. If you'd like to get detailed show notes and band links, head over to uk.insomniaradio.net. And to subscribe to the show, feeds.feedburner.com/IRUK or look for us in iTunes.